Welcome back in. A little technical issues there, but we're underway, and Bria Scroton more scores 4 seconds in. A little technical issues there, so we will... you'll miss out on the pregame show. Nonetheless, we're underway, and Bria Scrotemore has a two-point bucket. Allendale with the basketball, and Varicki has it stolen. Sierra Scrotemore pitches at Ricky Ettinger, puts it up for two, and scores. It's 4-0, and we're 20 seconds in. Oh, my goodness. Allendale trying to stifle this Hawkeye press. They advance it. They're trapped in the corner again, trying to just get the ball across half court. And another steal. Ettinger for two again. Missed that one. Rebound goes off the Falcons, and it's going to stay with the Hawkeyes. We've played 36 seconds, and Hamilton is up 4-0. And Allendale's going to take a quick timeout. 36 seconds in, they take a 30. It's 4-0 Hawkeyes. They've already forced two turnovers. Again, my mistake there. We had a cord pull free, and it screwed up our audio. No pregame show will be available after the fact. We'll try to get you that for Wednesday if the Hawkeyes can hold this result. They lead 4-0, 36 seconds in. Ricky Ettinger and Bria Scrotemore each with a two-point bucket. And the Hawkeyes look to be off and rolling. We'll see if Allendale can kind of slow this one down a little bit. Hamilton comes into tonight's matchup ranked number 6 in Class B. 19-1 after the opening night losses. Skip it in Scrotemore. Now back out Burrish. Burrish takes her time. Going to give it back to Ricky Ettinger. Hamilton finally in its first offensive set. We'll see what they're able to do. Ettinger is going to skip it to Bria Scrotemore. Dump it to Ashton Wolfram. Good move to Burrish. What a feed given. Go Burrish for two. And it's 6-0. Allendale looking to advance. It's Adams. Tries to skip it across. Down low they go. 14 put it up. Blocked by Wolfram. Hawkeyes look to advance again. Back up Bria Scrotemore. 6-0 Hawkeyes. We played a minute. Now it's Sierra Scrotemore. Dumps to Burrish. Burrish. Moves, puts it up for two, no good. Rebound there to the Falcons, number 13. That's Kulikamp. Adams. Trying to stifle up this Hawkeye press. They've struggled with it early on. Gruneveld gives it back now, handling it's Kulikamp. Back to Adams. Taylor Adams has it. 6:30 to go in the first 6-0 Hawkeyes. Trying to skip it over there. Nearly stolen by Wolfram, but it's caught by Lauren Martin. She'll launch a shot, missed badly. Rebound Bria Scrotemore. Scrotemore looks to advance. Skips it down low, Burrish. Burrish kicks it out, Sierra Scrotemore. Back to Bria Scrotemore. Skips it to Ricky Ettinger. Ettinger makes a good move. He's going to dump it to Wolfram. Good feed. Wolfram for two. No, but it's fouled. Well, they're going to get Varicki. And now we'll send Wolfram to the line for two. We've played a minute 45, and the Hawkeyes lead 6-0. Ashlyn Wolfram, at the beginning of the season, really struggled from the free throw line. She's kind of refined her craft a little bit in that area. Hoping not to give you the broadcaster's curse. The first one's pure. So we have played 1 minute and 45 seconds, and 4 of the 5 Hawkeye starters have scored. It's going to be Wolfram again, putting it up, hit it again. 2 for 2 for Ash. Hawkeyes 8, Falcons nothing. Inbound caught there by Adams, tries to skip it now to Martin. They look to advance. Back over they go to Kulikamp. Kulikamp now jumper on the way from Adams, missed everything, rebound Wolfram. Now to Scrotenbor. Scrotenbor looks to advance. Hawkeyes playing up to their... high potential now. Tried to dump it to Burrish. Fresh mistake by Sierra Scrotemore, but it's deflected. It's going to stay with Hamilton. 5:55 to go here in the first. 8-0 Hawks. Ricky Ettinger will inbound it for the Hawkeyes. They lead 8-0. Ettinger gets it into Wolfram. Wolfram's going to make one move. Put it up. Tough shot. Ashlyn Wolfram! Off the high glass. It's 10-0. Martin. Nearly stolen by Scrotemore. They advance it. Back out Martin. Martin tried to dump it. Rebound to Burrish. Burrish up to Ettinger. Ettinger is going to try to attack. Skip it to Bria Scrotemore, who lost it. And it's Taylor Adams. And Adams looks to advance, and Scrotemore has an easy steal. We're going to have a jump ball here, alternating possession to the Hawkeyes. Nope, it will stay with Allendale. My mistake. A very good showing here from the Hawkeye faithful. Hamilton always supports his team, but in the same sense, what would you expect? The team is 19-1. Martin looks to advance it in for the Falcons. They get it in. Jumper on the way, no good. Rebound Scrotemore. Scrotemore feeds Ettinger. Ettinger tries to dump to Wolfram. It's there. Wolfram's fouled. They're going to get Kulikamp, and Wolfram will go to the line for two more. Hawkeyes rolling early here. For the first time ever, I've been broadcasting a game at Fenville. It's a kind of a Hoosiers. If you ever seen that movie, type of gym. It's small, it's loud, and as Wolfram hits the first, she's 3 of 3 from the line already. Peters and Merrill come in for Burrish and Scrotenborg, as well as Bronckhorst in for Ricky Ettinger. See if Wolfram can remain perfect at the line. She's 3 of 3. She already has 5 points. Wolfram second. Count it. And it's 12-zip. Inbound there. Caught by Adams. Adams has it back again. They dump it to Martin. Martin dumped it. Stolen Scrotenborg. Scrotenborg. Dumps to Peters. Peters tries to go to Wolfram. They have no answer for Ashlyn Wolfram. And it's 14-0. Pass nearly stolen. Might have walked with it. It's Adams. Dump it to Martin. Martin back out and out to Kulakamp. Kulakamp dumps it to Martin. Tries to dump to Wolfram. Shot over Wolfram. Blocked by Wolfram. Scrotenborg has it. Hawkeyes rolling. Scrotenborg dumps to Merrill. It's stolen by Martin. Martin guarded by Wolfram. Ball's deflected by Wolfram. Good D by Scrotenborg. Martin goes around and puts it in for two. Scrotenborg. Skips it out, Bronckhorst. Bronckhorst steps into a three. Missed everything. Rebound, Wolfram again. Wolfram back out, Bronckhorst. Now Merrill. Merrill skips Peters. Peters couldn't handle the pass. It was a little too hot. Stolen by Adams. Adams back out, jumper on the way. No good. Rebound, Scrotenborg. 4:10 to go in the first, 14-2. Scrotenborg. Now Wolfram had the three. Instead goes to Bronckhorst. Bronckhorst, now Scrotenborg. Scrotenborg thought about the three. Hacked by Adams. Scrotenborg's going to put it up. Tough shot. No. Rebound deflected to Sally Merrill. Merrill skips it out. Bria Scrotenborg. Scrotenborg with 3:45 to go. Tries to dump it to Wolfram. They get it to Wolfram. Wolfram two. Count it again. 10 for Wolfram. 16 for Hamilton. Allendale advances, looking for Narsteel. Good deflection by Scrotenborg. Volleyball spiked that one down. Ettinger's in. A.J. Ettinger makes her return after about 6 or 7 games on the bench. She's back in, the 6'2" freshman. And we'll see what she can do in this one. 3:32 to go in the first. Inbound Martin. Olivia Martin with it for Allendale. They trail 16-2. Dumps it down low. It's Martin. She has the lone Falcon basket. Gets it back over now. It's the Hurtis. Hurtis stolen A.J. Ettinger. Good hands. Skips ahead to her sister, Ricky. It's like they know where each other's are. Ettinger, no good. Rebound to A.J. It's loose. Good hustle by A.J. It's going to be out of bounds off Peters. Back to the Falcons. Kruthoff in for... Kruthoff in for the Falcons. Burst had to check back in for the Hawkeyes. Martin back over now to Kulakamp. Barely gets it over in time. Skip it now to 21. Yeah, that's Hildenbrandt. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound by Hildenbrandt. She's fouled. My mistake. 21 is Gruneveld. They have screwed up this roster pretty bad. I had to correct it several times. I have two players on the roster for Allendale that weren't even on. I had to add two members to Allendale's team that weren't even on the team, but they're on the team, but they weren't on the roster. Inbound pass caught there by Hurtis. Hurtis gives it back over now to Martin. Martin guarded by Merrill. Back over now. It's going to be Gruneveld. And the ball's deflected by A.J. Ettinger. It's going to stay with Allendale. 2:38 to go in the first, 16-2. Kruthoff tries to skip it in. They get it in now to Hurtis. Hurtis now Kulakamp. Allendale looks to take its time. Olivia Martin nearly had stolen by A.J. Ettinger. And she's going to get trapped. Ball's nearly going to be stolen, and it will be. We got over and back called there on Allendale. Allendale fans wanted a foul. They're not going to get it. Burrish to inbound. Gets it in Ricky Ettinger. 2:15 to go in the first. It's 16-2. Ettinger. Hamilton slowing it down a little bit. Dumps to Burrish. Burrish skips Bronckhorst. Bronckhorst to a cutting A.J. Ettinger for two. That is good basketball. Tic-tac-toe and a layup. Allendale's going to throw it away again. Will A.J. Ettinger win the race? No, Allendale probably traveled with it. They're not going to call him for it. Martin, guarded by Merrill. Martin, guarded by Merrill. Pocket picked Sally Merrill. Might have carried it. Missed the land. Allendale fans wanted a carry. Probably had a just cause for it. Martin, 1:31 to go in the first. It's 18-2. Martin deflected, stolen, Bronckhorst. We're going to have a held ball. It's going to go back to the Hawkeyes. Bria Skronborg and Sierra Skronborg come in for Justine Bronckhorst and Sally Mara. Ashlyn Wolfram comes in for, going to check in for, I didn't see who checked out. Oh, it's A.J. Ettinger. So good minutes from A.J. She gets a bucket. Trying to get her back in shape after she missed several games. 1:22 to go in the first. It's 18-2. Ettinger. Now Sierra Skrotenbohr. Back to Ricky Ettinger. Dumps to Burrish. Burrish dumps to Wolfram. Oh, the pass is a little too high, but that's good basketball. Wolfram still has it. Skips to Burrish. Burrish back up Bria Skrotenbohr. Skrotenbohr skips to Sierra Skrotenbohr. Sierra dumps to Burrish. Burrish couldn't handle the pass. We're going to have another held ball here, and it's going to go back to the Falcons. But you wouldn't know it because Hamilton stays in the same end of the floor. They're pressing. Inbound there, caught by Olivia Martin. Tries to skip it now to Krutoff. Back over Olivia Martin. Martin, we're under a minute, 18-2. Skips it now across Krutoff. Krutoff skips it back out. Now Kulikamp. Kulikamp couldn't handle the pass, and Sierra Skrotenbohr is all over her. Now across, it's Hurtis. We're going to have a held ball again. And it's going to go back to the Hawkeyes with 45.4 to go. Damon Hecken looks on with approval. Valerie Vandenbosch in for Allendale. Has a little bit of height to her. She's a 5'11", but doesn't have the size to match Wolfram. So you got to look at that if you're the Hawkeyes. Try to exploit that size differential. Ettinger now gives it to Bria Skrotenbohr. Skrotenbohr to Burrish. Burrish back out Ricky Ettinger. Ettinger back to Burrish. They're playing tic-tac-toe. Burrish, no. Tipped. Allendale ball. Martin, 27 seconds to go. Hamilton not hitting at peak efficiency as they were in the early minutes, but they still are in control with a 16-point lead with 25 seconds to go. Aaron Krutoff will get it in. Olivia Martin, 22 seconds to go here in the first. Hawkeyes by 16. Trying to skip it over now. They get it to Valerie Vandenbosch. Now down low, it's Grunewald. Grunewald back out to Vandenbosch. Now Hurtis. Over to Olivia Martin. Handling is Hurtis. Hurtis now attacking is Grunewald. Bell's deflected to Vandenbosch. 2 seconds. I don't know if Allendale knows. They're going to get a shot off, and they won't. So that we've reached the end of one quarter. It's the Hawkeyes 18 and the Falcons 2. We'll take a short break. You're listening to Hamilton Hawkeye Basketball on Covering Hawkeye Sports. Welcome back to Fenville High School. We've had a blowout in the making, but we'll see if Allendale can answer here. It's 18-2 Hawkeyes. Advancing now with the basketball is Olivia Martin, and we're going to get a foul called there on Sierra Skrotenbohr. It's going to be the first foul of the evening. Second foul in the evening. I must have missed the first one, but it'll be Sierra Skrotenbohr. Allendale catches the inbounds pass. It's going to be Taylor Adams, guarded by Sierra Skrotenbohr. Dumps it now, low to Krutoff. Throws that back to Adams. Adams couldn't handle it. Nearly stolen by Sierra Scrollmore. Adams doesn't have her dribble. She does. Ball's loose. And we're going to have a held ball here. No, they somehow get it free. Good hustle there by the Falcon. Vandenbosch. Back out now. It's going to be Adams. Adams. Going to dribble right into a trap and a steal. Burrish. Now to Ricky Ettinger. 7:27 to go here in the first. Up Sierra Scrollmore. Only Hawkeye starter not to score. Ettinger. Going to go all the way to the cup by herself. Blow the lane. But a rebound to the Falcons. Adams. Adams is going to try to skip it ahead. They get it ahead. It's going to be Krutoff for three. Count it! Aaron Krutoff. Scrollmore. Now her sister Sierra. Back Ricky Ettinger. Ettinger back Bria Scrollmore. Feeds Sierra Scrollmore to Ashlyn Wolfram. Wolfram skips Ricky Ettinger. Ettinger's going to go all by herself, put it up for two and count it. Ricky Ettinger taking a little bit of a scoring load now. She's got four, but she's taken a lot more than two shots. Ettinger had it nearly swiped it for a steal. We're going to have a held ball here again, alternating possession to the Hawkeyes. Dan Van Hecken didn't really say it officially, but I know he really wants to get a lot of players' district experience tonight. If the score continues to be as it is, it will definitely be in the cards. See Anthony Moon, Hamilton's athletic trainer, as well as Mr. David Tebow, our superintendent. Bria Scrollmore feeds Sierra Scrollmore. Skips ahead to Ricky Ettinger. Dangerous pass, but Ettinger has it. Ettinger dumps Burrish. Burrish had it. Her pocket pick. It's going to go off a Falcon. It's going to stay with the Hawkeyes. 6:23 to go in the second. Hawkeyes lead 20-5. It's going to be Ricky Ettinger to inbound. Burrish will inbound it from the sideline. Tries to get it in, Bria Scrollmore. Gets it there. 6:21 to go in the second. Burrish. Burrish puts up a wild shot. Hit it, Sarah Burrish. Every Hawkeye starter has two baskets now, except Sierra Scrollmore, who's still on stat sheet. Ball's going to be deflected. Stolen. Hawkeye ball. Sierra Scrollmore pitches ahead to Ricky Ettinger. Nearly stolen, and it is. Falcons go the other way. Advancing with it now is Krutoff. Back over to Adams. Adams might have walked with it. Skips it now across. Here they go. It's going to be Benson. Bastion, my mistake. Verkeek is going to dribble it off her foot. It's going to go back to the Hawkeyes. Again, my mistake, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a little choppy tonight, but the mistaken roster that I've been given has pretty much every name. There's only a few names that are actually correct on it, so it's really hindering my ability to call this game. Ettinger, back out Sally Merrill. Merrill gives it back to Ricky Ettinger. Ettinger's going to dump to Wolfram. Dangerous pass. Wolfram's going to go down low. Burrish. Good pass. Burrish for two. No. Rebound Wolfram for two. Yes. Again, it's the size and height of Ashlyn Wolfram that is just really being a thorn in the Falcons' side. Falcons advance. Adams. Pass nearly stolen. It's going to be a held ball. It's going to stay with Allendale. 5:14 to go in the second, 24-5. Dan Van Hecken yells out some signals to his girls. We'll see what they're able to do. It's going to be Krutoff to inbound. Gets it into Taylor Adams. Adams guarded by Merrill. Picks up her dribble. Back over now to Kulikamp. Across now, Krutoff, and we're going to have an out-of-bounds. It will stay with Allendale. 5:05 to go in the second. Hawkeyes 24, Falcons 5. Aaron Krutoff will inbound it. Try to get it in. Ball's deflected by Ashlyn Wolfram into the stands. But a good hustle play by Ash. Sydney Peters will come back in for the Hawkeyes. They assume for Ashlyn Wolfram or Sarah Burrish. It will be Sarah Burrish. Aaron Krutoff. He's going to inbound it to Taylor Adams. Hamilton forcing Allendale into countless turnovers. Adams. Crosses over, nearly walked with it. Skips it back out. Two-pointer on the way for the Falcons is up and good by Brianna Bastion. Ettinger. Dumps it to Wolfram. That's just too easy. Wolfram for two. No. But you can't let Ashlyn Wolfram get that wide open. Falcons look to advance. They get it now to Bastion. Bastien's going to try to dump it. They get it to 14, put it up no good. That's 14's Vericki. And Wolfram is on the line. It's going to stay with the Falcons. 24-7 Hawkeyes. Olivia Martin. Hamilton played a very good first 2 minutes. They've been playing okay since then, but have been getting the benefit of a lot of Allendale turnovers. Kulikamp tries to get it in. They get it into Vericki. Back out three on the way. No. Rebound Sally Merrill. Merrill gets to Ricky Ettinger. 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. Scrollmore skips it back out. Ricky Ettinger tries to dump it to Wolfram. Wolfram dribbled it off her foot. It's going to go back to Allendale. A little too much power there if you're the Hawkeye forward. Got to have a little more patience. Inbound caught there by Olivia Martin. 4:11 to go in the second. Hawkeyes with a 17-point lead. Bastien. Easy steal, Ricky Ettinger. Way to jump the passing lanes. Ettinger puts it up for two, and she scores again. Six for Ricky. Olivia Martin. Back, they dump it down low to Vericki. Skips it back out. Triple on the way for the Falcons. No good that time. Rebound Ricky Ettinger, but it's deflected now. And they get it back out. Another three on the way from Kulikamp, and it's good. Ettinger. Now Bria Scrotenbohr. Scrotenbohr has Peters. Instead, we'll take her time. Scrotenbohr. Down low, Wolfram. Wolfram's fouled. By Kudov. Kutov. It'll be Ashlyn Wolfram to shoot two. Team 26-10 Hawkeyes. Wolfram's first, no good. Lauren Martin comes in for Allendale. She has two of their 10, as well as Megan Hurtis. Wolfram to try to split the pair and give the Hawkeyes a 17-point lead. Wolfram's second is good. She's got five free throws, believe it or not. Bastien tries to get it back over now to Martin. Martin gets it in corner for three for Allendale. Again, they hit! Lauren Martin, they've got some shooters on this team, ladies and gentlemen. They've outscored the Hawkeyes this quarter, 11-9. You can shoot it. Merrill, now Bria Scrotenbohr. Dumps Sydney Peters. Lost it! Peters has got to get better at catching the basketball. It's about the third time that's happened this game. Martin taking her time. Allendale can make this a game with a few more shots. Hamilton's got to play a little better defense. Kulikamp. Might get close to a 5 seconds call. Instead, they will hold again. Olivia Martin guarded by Sally Merrill. It's a 14-point Hawkeye lead. Trying to get it back out there. Lauren Martin thought about a three. Tries to dump it down low. They skip it back out at Bastien. Back to Martin. Feeds it to Olivia Martin. Olivia Martin gets it now to Lauren Martin. 2:15 here to go in the second. 27-13. Getting it back out. Allendale trying to make this a slow-paced game. Olivia Martin. Back out Kulikamp. Feeding Hurtis. Hurtis triple on the way. Can they hit again? Yes! Kulikamp. Allendale. 1, 2, 3, 4 threes. Scrollmore. It's an 11-point game. Allendale's hitting, and they've gone to a zone. It's kind of slowing the Hawkeyes down a little bit. We've got a foul called there on the Falcons, number 4, Olivia Martin. 27-16, Hawkeyes. Hamilton the heavy favorite. But they're at least getting a little bit of a game here. The Falcons, and Damon Hecken wants to talk about it. 30-second timeout. So not really what anyone expected. Hamilton, they led 18-2. Allendale trying to make it a game. And they've done a pretty nice job of making this a game. But it's really just been the shooters. Allendale can shoot the ball. There's the end of the 30-second timeout. Damon Hecken gets a warning, but not a warning for a technical, but the warning buzzer. I don't think I've seen Damon Hecken get teed up in all my years of watching him coach, which goes down to when I was a little tyke. I don't think I've ever seen Damon Hecken even get a warning. I don't even think I've seen him get frustrated. Even though he probably was frustrated, he is the most calm and composed coach I've ever seen. 1:45 to go in the second. Hawkeyes by 11. Not playing their best basketball at the moment. Ricky Ettinger yells out some commands. Dumps it to her sister AJ. She hasn't played a lot. She goes in for two. Missed that one badly. And a rebound to the Falcons, who can make it a single-digit game. Good steal by AJ Ettinger. Ettinger. And I got a foul called there on Lauren Martin. There's one Allendale parent that's very frustrated. Ettinger will inbound. 1:37 to go here in the second. Hawkeyes by 11. They get it into AJ Ettinger. Now Ricky Ettinger. Now Bria Skrotenbohr feeds Ricky Ettinger again. Ettinger feeds Bria Skrotenbohr. Now to Bronckhorst. This zone is really wreaking havoc on the Hawkeyes offense. Ricky Ettinger feeds Justine Bronckhorst. Back to Bria Skrotenbohr. Hamilton looking for the best possible shot. AJ Ettinger. Back to Ricky Ettinger. A little better shooter probably would have popped it. Instead, they give it to Sydney Peters. Peters now Bria Skrotenbohr. Skrotenbohr, oh, what a pass to Ricky Ettinger. Ettinger. Back AJ Ettinger. Skips it to Skrotenbohr. Good ball movement. Bria thought about the three. They'll try to dump it down to Peters. Bad pass by Bria and a steal by Allendale. But it thrown away right to Bria Skrotenbohr. She doesn't have her dribble. Skrotenbohr. They're going to get Bria with a double dribble. And the Falcons are all over Bria after the whistle. That's a little bit of a dirty play there by Allendale. The Allendale fans are blaming the officials. I would like them to take a real moment to realize that they're 0-18 and they're playing a 19-1 team and they're only down 11. Olivia Martin. Martin dribbled it off her foot. She's over the line. Back to Hamilton. 43.2 to go in the second. Sarah Birch comes in for Sydney Peters. Hawkeyes getting a little more of a battle than they thought they would. And they've given up 14 points here in this quarter. Damon Ecken will probably give them a little bit of a talking to in the locker room. Ettinger, now to Bronckhorst. This zone has really wreaked havoc on the Hawkeyes. Ettinger. Now Birch. Birch keeps out Bria Skrotenbohr. Oh, Bria's got to pull that three. Instead, she'll try to dump it to AJ Ettinger. We're going to get a foul called there on Megan Hurtis. See what Danvin Hecken dials up here with 26.8 to go. Inbound to Bria Skrotenbohr. Caught. Skrotenbohr. Hawkeyes are going to hold for the last shot. Now to Burrish. Now Ettinger. Ettinger dumps AJ Ettinger. AJ spins, puts it up, fouled. And they're going to get Megan Hurtis, and AJ will go to the line for two. AJ Ettinger shooting two. AJ's first. Missed it badly. AJ Ettinger will shoot one more. And the second one of hers is misses as well. Last shot will probably be from the Falcons. Martin stolen Burrish. 5 seconds to go. Burrish pitches ahead Skrotenbohr. Skrotenbohr dumps to Ricky Ettinger. Wide open. Ettinger's clobbered by Megan Hurtis. Clobbered. The Allendale fans wondering, well, how that's a foul. Hurtis literally just destroyed Ettinger. And that's Hurtis' fourth foul in the first half. Ettinger will shoot two. Her first one is up and pure. Hawkeyes have been playing very good basketball here in the second quarter, but Ettinger's second free throw, no good. Rebound to the Falcons, that'll do it. So after two quarters of play, the Hawkeyes in a little bit more of a battle than we thought they would be in. It's 28-16 Hawkeyes. We'll take a short break. You're listening to Hamilton Hawkeye Basketball on Covering Hawkeye Sports.
Remember to rethink your dreams and
Welcome back into Fenville High School for tonight's district quarterfinal. We'll take a quick look at the scoring in that first half for the Hawkeyes. Bria Scrotenbohr had 2 points for Hamilton, as well as A.J. Ediger. Ricky Ediger had 6, Sarah Burrish had 4, and what really saved the Hawkeyes bacon in that first half was, again, Ashlyn Wolfram with 13 points. 5 for 6 from the free throw line. It's going to be Hamilton ball to start the second half. We'll see if the Hawkeyes can get their offense rolling a little bit better than they did in that first part of the second quarter. That zone really kind of wreaked havoc on them, and it's kind of been the case all year. It's got to scare you if you're a Hawkeye fan. I mean, first they got to take care of business here, but if they get later in the tournament, what are they going to do when they are met by a bigger and more athletic zone? Oh, are they going to handle it? Bria Scrotenbohr catches the inbound. We're underway here in the second half. Scrotenbohr now to Burrish. Burrish takes one dribble, stops and pops, and hit. That's a good way to get out of the zone. Sarah Burrish scores. Allendale basketball trying to handle this Hawkeye press. Didn't do very well in the first half. They got to get the ball over faster. And the ball is nearly stolen. It goes right through Ashlyn Wolfram's legs. Johnson dumps it. Nearly stolen by Scrotenbohr. Bariki's going to put up a shot for two. Air balls. Rebound Bria Scrotenbohr. 7:28 to go in the third. 30-16. Scrotenbohr. Scrotenbohr skips it to Sierra Scrotenbohr. Now Wolfram. Wolfram to Burrish. Burrish kicks it out. Ediger. Ediger back to Burrish. Burrish spots and pops for two again. That one missed. Rebound Wolfram. Foul going to be called there on number 13 for Allendale. One moment, please. That is Taylor Kulikamp. Again, listed as number 27 on the roster. I don't even know how that's possible. But Wolfram will go to the line for two more. Wolfram's first up and pure to give the Hawkeyes the 15-point lead. 6 of 7 from the line for Ash. They call her Ash Cash for a reason. 7:14 to go in the third. 31-16. Wolfram second. Missed that one. Rebound to Wolfram, though. Patting the rebounding stats. Scrotenbohr. Now Sierra. Back to her sister Bria. Bria Scrotenbohr skips to Ashlyn Wolfram. Wolfram's going to take one dribble. He's going to put it up for two. Miss it. Rebound to the Falcons. They pick up their dribble balls. Nearly stolen by the Hawkeyes. It is Wolfram. Now Ricky Ediger. Ediger skips it to Sierra Scrotenbohr. Hamilton yet to hit a three. Dump it down low. Wolfram, good ball movement. Wolfram for two. She's got 17. Allendale looks to advance it. Do they throw it too far? No. It's going to be Bastian. Stolen Scrotenbohr. A 2-on-1. Scrotenbohr had her pocket picked. And it's going to be Olivia Martin. Martin had her pocket picked by Ediger, but it's going to stay with Allendale. Again, a very good crowd tonight for it. A being the only game of tonight's district play. But again, a very good showing of Hawkeye fans of making the short drive to Fenville. Allendale's going to take a 30-second timeout. 6:28 to go in the third. It's a 17-point Hawkeye lead at 33-16. Hamilton playing a lot better here in the early going. They're outscoring the Falcons 5-0, and Ashlyn Wolfram's still good at basketball. There's not much more to say about Wolfram right now. She is just the Hawkeyes' most consistent player. In private talks with Dan Van Hecken, he says he would probably put her on a D3 team, and she could compete. She's got the size, she's got the athletic ability, she's got the hops, and you see her shooting warm-ups, she can shoot it too, but she just doesn't have to because of the weapons that this Hawkeye team has. It's going to be Martin. Gets it now, trying to skip it across. And it's going to be Vericki. Ball's going to be stolen by Scrotenbohr. It's deflected. And it'll be Allendale inbound. Joel Bros gives some instructions. Kruthoff tries to get it in. Got to be getting close to a 5-second call. They get it into Bastian. Bastian getting trapped. Gets it back out to Kruthoff. Handling it is Olivia Martin. Back across to Kulikamp. Kulikamp. Kulikamp attacks, puts up a floater shot for two. No, rebound Bria Scrotenbohr. One of the best rebounding guards in all of Michigan. Pitches it ahead to her sister. Sierra, back to Burrish, back to Bria. Bria frees Ricky Ediger. Ediger to Wolfram. Good ball movement. Now Burrish, stolen. Perfect ball movement until that last pass from Wolfram, and it's a steal. 5:44 to go here. Ediger's deflected it. Goes right into the tumbling into the Allendale bench. It's going to be Olivia Martin. Ettinger guarding Martin. Easy steal for Scrotenborg. It's a two-on-one with Wolfram. What will Bria do? She'll dump it back to Burrish. And skip it to Sierra Scrotenborg. Back to Ricky Ettinger. Ricky hasn't taken a jump shot, I think, all year. Wolfram skips Bria Scrotenborg. Scrotenborg for three. Looks good. No good. Rebound Wolfram. Wolfram up. Fouled. No call. Rebounded there by the Falcons. They throw it away. Stolen by Wolfram. We're going to have a held ball. No. Good deflection by Burrish. Ettinger. Ettinger. Now to Burrish. Back to Ettinger. Feeds Bria Scrotenborg. Scrotenborg back to Ettinger. Now Burrish. Burrish attacks. Skips out Bria Scrotenborg. Now to Ricky Ettinger. Ettinger thought about the trifecta. Instead, we'll take her time and dump to a cutting Scrotenborg. What a pass! And what a score! Give and go at its finest, and the lead is 19. Bastien. Back over now for Ricky. Ricky lost it. Back to Martin. Martin puts it up over Burrish. Off the side of the backboard, stolen Ettinger. Ettinger pitches ahead Bria Scrotenborg. One on one, make it a three on one. Scrotenborg's going to dump to Burrish. Burrish up for two. No. Rebound Wolfram cutting up for two. No. Wolfram with the miss. And it's scary because Ashlyn's missed a lot of puppies tonight, which tells you what could she do if she hadn't missed them. Her stat line already is ridiculous. In the corner now, the Falcons attack. Ball's deflected. Stolen Ricky Ettinger. Now Bria Scrotenborg. Two on two. Scrotenborg's going to just go by herself. The ball's deflected there by Olivia Martin. And it will stay with Hamilton. Peters and Merrill to come in for the Hawkeyes, checking in for Sierra Scrotenborg, I believe. No, it's going to be Sarah Burrish. And Ashlyn Wolfram. Brittany Driesinger in for the first time. See what Brittany can do as the Hawkeyes lead by 19 here in the third. Inbound Sierra Scrotenborg for two. And now every Hawkeye starter is in the score sheet. It's a 21-point lead. Martin. Looking to advance on Driesinger. Back come the Falcons. Skipping out Bastien. Handling it is Varicki. Ball's deflected. Back out to Bastien. Hawkeyes on a 9-0 run to start second half. Martin. Threw it away. Back to Hamilton. And they're giving the ball back to Allendale. Oh, I don't know about that one. That one did not look like it was deflected from here. Good job selling that one. Lauren Martin inbounds it. Now Bastien back to Martin. In the corner, tries to dump it. Nearly deflected by Peters. It is. And Ettinger's going to rip it away. No, good fight by the Falcons. Olivia Martin. Martin. For three. Air balls. Got the rebound up for two. Yes. Varicki. Ettinger. 19-point lead for the Hawkeyes. Ettinger back to Sierra Scrotenborg. Not a Ricky Ettinger. Dumps to Sydney Peters. Peters kicks it out. Sierra Scrotenborg thought about pulling the three. Instead, will advance to dump it down low. And a steal. And a foul going to be called there on Brittany Driesinger. Inbound pass here for the Falcons. They trail 37-18. Allendale's got to get over Varicki. By Merrill, they do get it over. They break it actually quite well, but they throw it away. Scrotenborg goes off Driesinger. Sierra will save it to Sydney Peters. Peters now feeds Ricky Ettinger. Ettinger up Sally Merrill. Merrill back Sierra Scrotenborg. Feeds Ricky Ettinger. Dump Sydney Peters. Peters puts it up for two. Yes! Falcons advancing. They trail by 21. Varicki. 2:02 to go here in the third. Trying to advance it. Bastien. Deflected. Stolen. It's going to be Driesinger all alone. Can Brittany score? No, she traveled with it. Oh, a foul on the floor on the Falcons. Didn't get the number for that one. You get Bestia, and that's her first, team second. A.J. Ettinger in, getting some minutes here. Ettinger pitches it into her sister, A.J. The good big 6'2" girl's going to go get it at about half court. Gets it back to Ricky, and Hamilton looks to get up a good shot. Ettinger dumps to her sister, A.J. A.J. spins, puts up a wild shot, she's fouled. Good move by A.J. coming off the injury. AJ's 0-for-2 from the foul line tonight. We'll see if she can fix that. Every Hawkeye seen action except Audrey Fryhoff and Allie Jennings and Becca Goodman. I assume Becca Goodman, there's something else going on there. She might be sick or injured, but I have not seen any Becca Goodman tonight, which is surprising to me. 40-18 Hawkeyes. A.J. Ettinger is going to shoot another one to try to go 2-for-2. And she does. Hawkeyes have been really good from the line tonight. They lead 41-18. Now we're starting to play Hawkeye basketball again, if you will. Ball's taken away by A.J. Ettinger. She cuts it up, and the foul! A.J. Ettinger, 6'2", counted in the foul. Just stripped it away and put it up for the foul. It shows you what raw potential she has at being just a freshman. Going to be A.J. Ettinger to try to put the Hawkeyes up by 28. Goodman in for the Hawkeyes for the first time. A.J. second for a free throw to complete the end. One is good. 46-18 Hawkeyes. They lead by 28. Allendale looks to advance. They skip it across. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound Peters. Peters feeds Goodman. 46-18 Hawkeyes. They've been rolling here in this third quarter. It's another 18-2 quarter. 44-18. My mistake. Peters. Still cutting A.J. Ettinger. A.J. put it up. No. Got her own board. Put it up. Yes. Ettinger with 9. And it's a 37-point lead. Shot going to be put up there. Going to get a foul on Justine Bronckhorst. And they're going to send Taylor Adams to the line for 2. See if she can put Allendale on the board for the second time this quarter. Her first one misses everything. I don't wonder when Damon Heck is going to pull the dogs off, if you will. It's a 28-point lead, and they've got a game in another day and a half. They'll play Unity. Second free throw missed that one as well, but a rebound to the Falcons. They skip it out. Adams' jumper from just outside the elbow. No. Rebounded there by Sally Merrill. And the Hawkeyes look to run. Pitching in ahead, Justine Bronckhorst. Back out to a cutting Merrill. Merrill up, no good. Rebounded there to the Falcons, Isabel Reister. Allendale advancing. Martin up over, no good. Rebound Peters. Peters now to Goodman. 36 seconds to go here, 46-18. All Hawkeyes. Ettinger skips it to Justine Bronckhorst. Now back out Goodman. Goodman to Merrill. Allendale going to a little bit of a zone here against the Hawkeyes' backups. Goodman. Back out Merrill. Back to Goodman. All over. Taylor Adams clobbered back to Goodman. Goodman hands to Sally Merrill. 12 seconds to go here in the quarter. Back Merrill. Hawkeyes are going to hold for the last shot. Merrill back Bronckhorst. Bronckhorst now Merrill. Put it up. Foul going to be called there on the Falcons. I'll send Sally to the line for 2 with 4.9 seconds to go in the third. A dominant quarter here for the Hawkeyes. It's going to be Merrill. Her first one misses. See if Sally can complete the trip. She hasn't registered on the score sheet tonight. And there's been a lot of Hawkeyes that haven't registered on the score sheet. It's kind of a rarity, but they've gotten a really good game from Ashlyn Wolfram and A.J. Ettinger off the bench. Second one by Merrill, no. Tip to A.J. A.J. stops and pops, hits. 48-18, and that'll do it for the third quarter. Hawkeyes, 48. Falcons, 18. We'll take a short break. You're listening to Hamilton Hawkeye Basketball, uncovering Hawkeye sports. Thank you. Welcome back. Hamilton well on its way to the district semifinals in this one. They lead 48-18. It'll be Allendale ball to start the fourth quarter. See when Dan Manhecken puts Audrey Fryhoff and Allie Jennings into this contest. But it does seem that he's kind of, you know, fixed his rotation now at this point to really know what he wants. Falcon basketball, and they advance it now on the wing. I have no 20 on my roster. Oh, there it is, Grace Rozier. Had to add it in pencil. They dump it down low. Might have been traveled with it, and she did. Peters and Allendale's pressing the Hawkeyes. They're down 30. They really have nothing to lose at this point. Goodman dribbles right into it, gives it to Bronckhorst. Bronckhorst ahead to wide open Brittany Driesinger for two. Count it, and the foul! See if Brittany can complete the old-fashioned three-point play at the line. And she cannot. Let's tip to Merrill. Merrill, now Becca Goodman. Goodman feeds Justine Bronckhorst. Now back out Merrill. Thought about pulling the three. Instead, we'll advance. Put it up. Tough shot by Sally. Hit it! Merrill! 52-18. Minting now Adams. Adams advances now. They feed it to number 21. That's Grunewald. Grunewald's going to put it up, and we're going to get a foul called there on Justine Bronckhorst or Brittany Driesinger. Grunewald will shoot two. 52-18. And he got the roll. Free throw missed badly. Rebound Peters. Peters has it in the corner. She doesn't have her dribble. Instead, it's Justine Bronckhorst. Hawkeyes advance 52-19. Back over Driesinger. Driesinger stopping and popping for two. Missed it. Rebound to the Falcons. Martin feeds it to Taylor Adams. Now to Grace Rozier. Nearly stolen by Becca Goodman. Dumping out, shooting a three. Missing it. Rebound Merrill. Well, the flag is going back to Allendale. Allendale looks to inbound. They get it in. Stepping into two is Varicki. Missed it. Fouling their shot, though, are the Falcons. Missed the free throw. Free throw layup. My mistake, ladies and gentlemen. Another rebound for the Falcons. And it's going to be off Goodman, and Goodman has it. Goodman to Bronckhorst. Now Merrill. Merrill puts it up. No. Back out, Bronckhorst steps into a two. No, goes around it, steps into another two. Missed that one right to Peters for two. No. Rebounded by Peters again. They're going off, going offensive foul. They're going to be called on Sydney Peters. Audrey Fryhoff and Allie Jennings have come in for the Hawkeyes. Hamilton empties the bench with 6:04 to go. Allendale catches the inbound. Olivia Martin. Martin skips it back out. Triple for Allendale. Missed everything. There's going to be a hard foul there on Megan Hurtis. Completely shoved Jennings. That's going to be her fifth. We're going to have an intentional foul here, and Allie Jennings will go to the line for two. No, Jennings will shoot a 1-1. Jennings to shoot 1-1 to try to get her first varsity points. She hits it. First varsity points for Allie. Jennings to try to go 2 for 2. Missed that one. Rebound to the Falcons. 53-19 to go here. 53-19 is the score. Steal by Jennings. Gives to Goodman. 5:42 to go in the fourth. That's a 56-19 Hawkeye lead. Out to Fryhoff. Fryhoff now Jennings. Jennings to Goodman. Goodman back Fryhoff. Fryhoff now Goodman. Goodman back to Justine Bronckhorst. Now Goodman. Goodman back Fryhoff. Fryhoff to Bronckhorst. Bronckhorst to Goodman. Hamilton just kind of toying with this zone right now. Goodman back to Bronckhorst. Bronckhorst back to Goodman. Now Jennings gets trapped. Swings her elbows a little bit. Back to Goodman. Goodman. Back to Bronckhorst. Now to Driesinga. In the corner. Tries to skip it to Jennings. Gets it there. Back to Goodman. Hamilton content just to throw this ball around the arc until they get a good shot. They get to Bronckhorst. Now Goodman. Goodman to Driesinga. Driesinga steps into a two. No good. Rebound there by the Falcons. And they pitch it ahead. Allendale ball. 53-19 Hamilton. Down low they go. Step back there on Jennings. No good. Rebound to Jennings. Jennings back Goodman. 4:30 to go here in this ball game. It's 53-19. Every Hawkeye has scored this year. Bronckhorst. Now back Goodman. Hamilton going to get a much harder test here in the district semifinals against Unity. Fryhoff to a cutting Goodman. Threw it well over her head back to Allendale. Inbound now to number 4. That's Olivia Martin. Guarded by Audrey Fryhoff. Martin dumps it down low. Varicki. Varicki over. Driesinga no good. Rebound to Goodman. Goodman. Up to Bronckhorst. Hamilton's got to get it over half court. They get it there. Of course to a cutting Fryhoff. Fryhoff dumps to Driesinga. Driesinga. The ball's going to go back to Allendale. Oh my goodness. Brittany Driesinga was shoved out of bounds, and the ball goes back to the Falcons. Wow. It's going to be Olivia Martin now with the basketball. Martin dumps it now, and it's going to be Rozier for two. Driesinga back to Goodman. Goodman dumps to Fryhoff. Fryhoff swatted. And Fryhoff will go to the line for two. It's about playing out the stretch here. Audrey Fryhoff to shoot two. Her first one is up and good. Every Hawkeye now has scored except Becca Goodman. So Hawkeye's got to try to get Becca a basket. She's scored before this year. She's had some good shots, too. Rebound going to be fought for. One by Driesinga, but it's taken away by the Falcons. Now Olivia Martin, guarded by Audrey Fryhoff. New introduction to the score sheet. Martin, 3:19 to go in the fourth. Tries to dump it down low. They skip it in the corner, deflected by Fryhoff. It's going to stay with Allendale. 3:13 to go in this one. 54-21 Hamilton. And they have outscored the Falcons in this half. 26-5 ever since that 14-10 second quarter. Inbound pass caught by Emerson Walski. Guarded by Allie Jennings. Two players that probably don't see a lot of action, but making the most of their time right now. The good thing if you're Allie is you get to play again. This might be the last time Emerson was on the court. Ball is deflected. Varicki down low for two. Yes. Goodman dumps to Driesinga. Wide open for two. Missed the lay-in. Pitching it ahead now. Walski over Jennings. Jennings took a charge. At least it was a block. It was something. Rebound to Peters. We're going to held ball possession to the Hawkeyes, or at least at Allendale. It's going to be the Hawkeyes. 54-23 Hamilton. Goodman. And out of bounds back to Allendale. Rozier gets it in now. It's going to be Olivia Martin. Skipping it out now is Rozier for three. No. Rebound to the Falcons. Wolski. 0 for 2. Yes. Goodman pitches ahead to Fryhoff. Fryhoff dumps Driesinger. Driesinger for two. No, she missed another layup. And have a held ball possession to Allendale. 2:01 to go in this one. 54-25. Hamilton just playing out the stretch in this one. Seven-12 to go in this one. 54-25. 2:01 to go in this one. 54-25. Ball's going to be deflected, stolen by either Driesinger or Jennings. I'm not sure who they're going to give that one to. Jennings got the initial deflection, but Driesinger has the ball. Now it's Goodman. Back Driesinger. Driesinger for three. Missed it. This place would have erupted if that would have gone in. Fryhoff skips it back out, Driesinger. Pulling another three. Back Goodman. Goodman. Dumps to Peters. Peters pull around shot, and they're going to get a foul call there on Allendale. They'll send City to the line for two. See if Sydney can go and get her third and fourth points here at the line. Hamilton in the 1-1. No, it's the double bonus. Well, no, they're still at 1-1, but it was a shooting foul. My mistake. 30-point lead for Hamilton, 55-25. 92 seconds remaining in this contest. It's going to be Peters again. Try to go 2 for 2. She does. Falcons have the basketball. Olivia Martin. Guarded by Audrey Fryhoff. Just recently signed to run at the University of Nebraska. It's going to be Varicki. Down low, Wolski. Puts around a two-point shot. No. Rebound, Goodman. 56-25 Hawkeyes. Goodman. Pulling a three. Missed it. Jennings saves it, but it's stolen by Kulikamp. Guys hustling down the floor. Two-pointer on the way. It's good. By Brenna Bastian. Goodman tries to split a double team. Had the ball stolen. And Allendale will get another shot up for two. Missed the layup. No, it's good. It got the roll. Olivia Martin. Goodman dumps it to Peters. Peters now Fryhoff. Fryhoff to Goodman. Goodman now back to Fryhoff. We're going to get another foul there. On Olivia Martin. Then Audrey the line for two. It's going to be Fryhoff to shoot two. Fryhoff's first. Count it. So it looks like every Hawkeye is going to register a point except Becca Goodman. But Becca's hit before. She has a lot of three-pointers in her career. She's been a clutch player for the Hawkeyes. Fryhoff goes 2 for 2 to get her third point of the evening. 58-29. 30.5 seconds to go. It's going to be Olivia Martin. Getting a screen from Reister. Reister puts up a two. No. Got her own board. Put it up again for two. No. Rebound Goodman. 15 seconds to go. See if Becca can get on the score sheet. Goodman. Now Driesinger. Driesinger now to Goodman. Goodman takes a dribble. It's going to be deflected. It's going to go stay with Hamilton. All they have to do is really inbound the ball. Fryhoff. Now in Goodman. Goodman's going to hold. That'll do it. So the Hawkeyes advance to Wednesday nights. District quarterfinal, where they will play the Unity Christian Crusaders. Thanks for joining us for this one. Hawkeyes 58, Falcons 29. We'll see you later, folks. See you on Wednesday.